that beautiful sigh from Amelia sums up how we all feel. It is the post-match show. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Amelia Bonner, who you've heard sigh already. Dan Austin, who may sigh at some point, and Craig Harnan, who's fuming. But I'll come to you first, Amelia. It's a tough one to take, isn't it? Because Liverpool hadn't played well, and we'll come on to that. But they felt like they'd won the game, and then to get it taken away in a way that sort of feels a bit ridiculous is a tough one to swallow.
Yeah, and to be honest, if Brighton scored three goals in that first half, which, let's be honest, they absolutely could have, maybe, if we're being generous, who knows. But if they'd done that, we could have sat there and gone, do you know what, we didn't deserve to win this. And I think in the first half, we definitely don't deserve to win it. In the second half, we absolutely do. And we certainly don't deserve to lose it in the way that we do. It feels entirely unfair. Whatever you think about the decisions there, that's not how we deserve to lose it. And we don't deserve to lose it at all.
Yeah, it's, you know, we'll come on to the first half performance, Dan, and we'll talk about things Liverpool could have done better. But they had the game won, and there was no way Brighton were scoring a goal unless something mad happened or daft happened or some fella near Heathrow decided something, and that's what happened.
It's just exhausting, isn't it? The way that it just hasn't made anything better. I'm by and large all right with the offsides, because I think the Mane one just clearly is. And by the time they do the mad zoom on the Salah one, although the picture quality is shite, he is a tiny, tiny bit offside. You can argue about the rule and what have you, but they've at least implemented it correctly for that one. The penalty just gets on me tits loads. And I actually think it might be a penalty, but the issue is that it might. So whereas you can say, you can use the photos and you can use the technology of the lines to try and show that somebody's offside, you can't do that with a penalty, because it remains somebody's opinion. Mm. It's just a different person's opinion. And then you ask the fella who made the first opinion to have another opinion by going and having a look at it. At no point is it actually factual. At no point is it objective. It just remains a subjective thing with loads of extra doubt thrown into it.